So you're in your 40s about this time?
Not yet. Not quite yet. I'm still in my 30s, yes.
Right. So did you ever consider yourself a hippie? I mean, you had hippies living in this.
Well, I consider that was definitely my hippie period.
All right. It was your hippie
period. I had long hair. I had granny glasses. It was interesting. The one thing about it, you might wonder about this woman who's almost 40, but I looked like I was in my 20s. It just happened that way. I don't know how I managed not to look older. Actually, I was carded in Pennsylvania when I was 40 in a state liquor store and at a bar. I was actually carded, and I said, yikes. I had to get out my ID card and show them that I was entitled to drink.
They thought you were younger than 21.
Right. So that was definitely my hippie period.
Do you look fondly upon those days?
Very fondly. Very fondly. I had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And I traveled with a group that had such a different social relationship. When I was married, of course, other married couples would have these dinners, sit-down dinners, and we would go to their house for these lovely dinners, and they would come to my house for lovely dinners. But when I got to be a hippie, it was all, oh, we're having a party tonight, you know, and everybody brings what they have. And we had grandparents there, and we had brand-new babies. It was such a different relationship among this whole group. It was joyous.
Do you think that those relationships were closer, tighter, a better bond than when you lived in so-called America?
Definitely. It was a different world.
And maybe as you look back, I don't know, you speak for yourself, maybe you didn't even meet those kind of relationships later on in life.
No, I didn't. I never had them again because it never fit properly. Well, one thing, I wasn't married.
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend. I think I had a transformation during this period coming about with what I was studying and with my change in worldview based on the philosophy and the literature of the Romantics, English and American Romantics.
Okay, so how long did you live there as a hippie, I'll say?
I lived there 3 years, and I was trying to get this women's conference center going. I advertised in some different women's magazines about what I was trying to do. One woman came to stay with me for a couple of days, but what we realized was none of us had the money that would be necessary to build the facility that we wanted to build, and there weren't really jobs around the Huntsville area that we could support ourselves while we pulled it together. And so I learned that there was going to be a presentation in Eureka Springs one Saturday about bioenergetic analysis. But it was given by a person who was employed at the psychiatric center in Tulsa. And he told me about an internship in psychotherapy at the psychiatric center. So I came over for a group interview the following March. We had a group interview, which was very, very interesting how that was handled. And I was selected to be part of this class of 6 interns. The class began. It was a year-long internship. We were paid $5,000. We were given health insurance and plenty of free psychotherapy and education and seminars and so forth. It started the day after Labor Day in 1978.